Charlotte resident Malcolm Graham told jurors in the Dylann Roof trial today how much of a void is in his life because of the murder of his sister. Cynthia Hurd is one of the nine people whom Roof killed at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church in June of 2015. Alexandra Olgan of South Carolina Public Radio says Graham told a story about his sister after the birth of his first child.
So Malcolm's sister, Cynthia, is a librarian. She was a librarian for over 30 years in Charleston County. And he said that she would always give him books that were wrapped as gifts. And in each of those books, she would write a handwritten note. And he actually had one of those books on the stand with him when he testified. And he read from the note. It was a note after his first daughter was born. And she said, "Congratulations on the birth of your beautiful daughter." She called the birth a wonderful gift from God. She said that she believed in his ability and judgment as a parent to make wise decisions, and that if he ever had doubt, he could refer to his wonderful parents as examples.
That's Alexandra Olgan reporting from the federal courthouse in Charleston. Family members of Dylann Roof's murder victims are giving victim impact statements to the court. Graham is a former state senator and member of Charlotte City Council. He also told jurors that the advice she gave him after losing his first race helped him win his next election. That advice was to get more people in his neighborhood involved in his campaign instead of relying so much on family and friends.